All right, let me think of what we want to start with. Have you set up WinSCP? This is the easiest way for me that I have found to edit things in my configuration. So we just go to WinSCP, download WinSCP. I'm going to show you my WinSCP. Open that. All right, so let's get them open WebRx. This is connecting to my open WebRx PI configuration. All right, so it remembers where I was last. This is, to me, the easiest way to get in and edit the configuration file and other things too, like your bookmarks as well. So open this right up and here we are. We make our updates. And then once we've made an update, we can open up an instance of PuTTY. I'm sure you are familiar with PuTTY, but if not, let's see here. Same difference. Get PuTTY, install PuTTY. An SSH client that you would download there. And this will also allow you to connect. You probably know how to do this already, but just in case you don't, I'm including it. All right, so now I'm in again in my configuration, but at the terminal level. So let's say you made a change in here. Once you've made any change in here, you need to sudo systemctl restart open WebRx. Let me just show you what that looks like. Quick, it's easy, it works great. Let's see. Awesome. My open WebRx isn't even working right now. That's not going to help me show you how this works. Actually, I take that back. Let's see if restarting it's going to make it work. So I'm going to ask you to configure your password again. You can see it down here restarting. Attempting to reconnect. And there's an error. So something is up. PuTTY. I didn't think that I made any changes to it. PuTTY session here. And we'll sudo reboot now. Reboot the whole entire thing here. Let's see if that does anything. That's going to be completely missing. All this, when you go to make a tutorial video, everything goes wrong, huh? That means this is now down as well. I went SCP. Back in. Still not there yet. Now it says it's there. There. That's good. So this should be on its way up. I don't think I made any changes. Okay, see, now it's starting to load up. See if it's up over here. And it is. So I don't know what was going on before.
The stage was 9.9 feet, and at Braddock, the stage
but
was
we are good.
7 feet, and on the Allegheny River, Franklin was 4.6 feet, Parker was 3.6 feet.
We don't need this right now. Okay, so we see how that works. What else can I show you here? So WinSCP, we've talked about it. I can open up I can easily access the documents instead of having to go through the terminal and using one of the editors inside of the terminal. But it's to me, that's just too terribly difficult. This is much easier to edit in. So, definitely get WinSCP and start making the changes in there. So I saw that you had in your configuration. Let me pull up yours. Other sites, you are here. For example, this is not inaccurate. It's true. You know, you've already done it. Okay. RadPy dash test 142 to 144. XXXX. Marine band plus test. So you're making these changes just fine on your own. I take that back. We don't have to worry about that. Yeah, you're good. I'm not sure why you still have WTAE Sky4 chopper here, you know. Or Washington Police Department Zone 2. These are notes that I put in here for myself about like what I can expect to hear when I go to these places. So like, for instance, if I click on this one here, 158 to 160, go to mine, go to that 158 to 60. This is Washington Police Department Zone 2. This is the frequency in which it resides on. So that's just so people, friends of mine, can come on and listen and know that if they want to hear the Washington Police Department, then they can click on that and that will take. And so that when they're in here trying to find it, these are just highlights of things that they can find in there. Like Pittsburgh, I live in the city of Pittsburgh, and it's in this section that you'll find the Pittsburgh Police Department. This way, when people come in to look in here, they can go, oh, Pittsburgh Police Department, that's what I want to listen to. And they can just click on it and they don't waste time looking in other areas. And I have it set to automatically go to the Pittsburgh Police Department Zones 1 and 2 when they come in here.
132.
Which is working.
He sent me another unit, code 1. There's some.
So I've also made bookmarks for other things in here as well, too. And I'm going to show you how to do bookmarks also. So here, just give me a second here. All right, so let's say you wanted to change the name, which it seems like you already know how to do. But, like, yeah, let's say you did. So we would open WinSCP, come down to where we want to change, and say we want to lose this. Now I'm just going to cut it out of here. Right? That would no longer be there. Maybe I don't want this here either. Just undo that. See how easy this is? Just do and undo. Let's just, yeah, we'll take that out just for an example. Hit save. The file is now saved. And you'll need to change file permissions. Hopefully you know how to do that in Linux already. You would do it in here. You would go to the directory in which this is in. In this case, it's CD. Looks like I need to open up a new PuTTY window here. This baby over here. I would CD and then like now you're in the directory you need to be in, and I can't remember exactly how to do it, but then you would make your your permission changes on the file here. Once, and you would just probably 777 them. So it would be like chmod, I think, something like that. Maybe sudo chmod 777, and then config underscore web rx dot py. I think it's something like that. I thought I did it right, but anyway. Oh, it did it. It took it. It worked. That's what you would do to give yourself the rights to edit this document. Okay? You probably have already done that since I've seen that you made those changes. All right. So now that that's changed, it's not going to reflect yet. So if I look in it, this is still that. That's all still there. What I need to do is go open my PuTTY. I'm opening it up in my other window over here. You would type in the address of your host. And you don't have it already saved down here, you know? So you would do that. It's opening this other window. Sorry about that. And then we're logging in. And we want to do sudo systemctl restart openwebrx. And enter. Yeah, let me show you. There we go. And I'm going to hit enter. And you should see it. Oh. Changing. See it? Here we go. Done. And it's still working. So we're in good shape there. All right. I'm going to show you a couple other things while I am making this video. All right, let's do... let's do bookmarks. So I'm going to go back to WinSCP. You'll see there's a bookmarks.json in here as well, and et cetera, OpenWebRx. We'll open bookmarks. And you want to give the permissions for this as well so that you can make these changes. And in here, you're literally just, there will already be bookmarks in here. So I could take any one of these and like I just copy. Whoops. I'm doing a copy command here. Let's copy it this way so you can see that it's happening. I would take it, paste it, give it a new name, a new bookmark, tell what frequency it's going to be at. Let's do 175, right? You're going to say what modulation it uses, near field FM, whatever it might be. Usually this is the case. USB is upper sideband. You would let it know that, right? So I'm going to hit save. And I think this is also going to require, let me see, 156.175. We're going to go look for that. I'm going to go ahead and we're doing a restart. And now I'm going to go to 156. I can't remember what it was. See, where was that? You can even search in here. Oh, it's right here. 156.175. All right. Let me find that. 156. Even is one five. Oh, it's right here. 156.175. Be here anywhere, any second. Hey, a new bookmark right there. So that's how you make the bookmarks. So I'm going to get rid of that. We don't want that. Take it out. We'll save that. We'll do another. It just restarted again. And it should be gone now. So exactly. So you understand. What else can we talk about? So adding more than one device, let's talk about that. That's difficult. That is tricky. That requires, I wasn't prepared for this. Let me make a new video on that, okay? But that's, hopefully some of this helped you a little bit. And I saw that you changed some things in here. I would get rid of these because you don't really have any reason to have any of these. Maybe the ham bands, the shortwave bands. But this is for my local area, Beaver County, Washington County, and Allegheny County. That's for areas around my house in Pittsburgh. Like, you can get rid of those things. Dispatch codes is like police codes for the United States. I don't think those apply to you. Maybe they do. But yeah, some of these things are unnecessary for you to have in here. And you can clean that up. This is nice. And this is nice for when you do get your air spy. And you can get down into your shortwave stuff. Shortwave ham stuff. Okay? Alright, I'm going to leave you with that for now. And yeah, well, I'll pick up that how to add multiple devices in the next video. I'm just trying to end this video. Here we go, right here. Okay.